You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. No empire in history has matched the grandeur of Britain in its heyday. With its superior navy and steady supply of adventurous colonizers, Britannia did indeed rule the waves. Her empire included scores of nations in Africa, Asia, the Americas, and Australia. In these conquered territories, the brown-skinned aboriginals were lorded over by lighter-skinned transplants. These British settlers were many and varied. Some were criminals serving out their prison sentences. Some were religious minorities who sought opportunities to be the exclusive majority. Some were representatives of wealthy landowners who sought to increase their estate with pilfered land. Whatever their reason for relocating to these new lands, all were symbols of empire. Among the colonized territories, the ones that appealed most to the folk in the motherland were North America and Australia. Hundreds of thousands braved the turbulent seas in search of new opportunities on swindled shores. Although separated from its satellite states by vast oceans, the British Crown maintained control of its far-flung citizens. To this day, the British monarch is still the head of state in Canada and Australia, and even in independent America, the majority of those who have occupied the White House are firmly rooted in British soil. With the strong tie that binds these colonies together, one should not be surprised that the leaders of Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom did not think twice about going against the desire of their people and contributed troops to America's misnamed coalition of the willing. After all, this war is just another attempt to reestablish the empire, and everyone knows that empires are run by emperors. Everyone knows that emperors have no regard for democracy. Everyone knows that those who have no regard for democracy become a law to themselves. Everyone knows that those who become a law to themselves inherit a false sense of power and impregnability. Buoyed by this notion of invincibility, the Prime Ministers of Canada and Australia have recently garnered the courage to involve themselves in the affairs of others. Australian Prime Minister John Howard is unapologetic about his transparently racist remarks directed at presidential contender Barack Obama. He will do everything in his power to thwart the Illinois Senator's quest to become the nation's first president of obvious African descent. The thought of a dark-skinned person running the empire has made him forget that other candidates have also proposed exit strategies from Iraq. And just this week, Prime Minister Stephen Harper of sparsely populated Canada had the nerve to reprimand Pakistan for its perceived lethargy in fighting the Taliban. It seems to me that these foolhardy confrontations betray an air of superiority that is directly linked to Australia and Canada's association with the latent empire. Britain may have deferred leadership of the empire to the United States, but ideologically, the four independent nations are still a united kingdom. Even as Canada and Australia test their newly defined strength, I'm reminded of the scripture that warns against placing confidence in secular institutions. They may think that their security is guaranteed by those with whom they share common genes. However, history has shown us that no earthly power is indestructible. Further, prophecy has shown us that every earthly empire will eventually crumble under the eternal weight of the kingdom of God. Friends, if you desire true security, don't be beguiled by those seeking to reinstate a bankrupt empire. Look to the Messiah, who has promised to establish an eternal empire of peace. Until then, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.
I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.